It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Please tell me they didn't sell out that stadium for this thing.
Well, that's why we have an expert on the line. He's a senior producer at Telemundo. He produces our Miami Hurricanes football broadcast.
He does do a good job on the UM stuff.
Does a pretty decent job. I would give him
that. I'm guessing he's pretty good at the TV stuff, too.
He's also the president of the Jake Paul fan club.
Buffalo Bills. Is it more Jake or is it more Josh?
Let's find out. Good morning, Victor Bermudez.
Good morning, fellas. How are you? I would hope I do a good job at TV, Joe. I was your intern at NBC. So if I don't, it's your fault.
Wouldn't be because of me. Anybody at work with me had to babysit me. So, Vic, thank you. Thank you for saying. Hey, Vic, I hope your guy, and I know you like him, I hope he gets knocked silly, Jake Paul. I give him credit that they're getting $80 million to split up for this difference in age, 27-year-old fighting a 58-year-old. What do you think is going to happen in this thing?
I think what's going to happen is what we've seen, unfortunately, late in Mike Tyson's career. I don't think he gets knocked out. I don't think you're going to see Mike Tyson suffer what Nate Robinson did or any of the previous Jake Paul opponents outside of Tyson Fury's little brother. I think Mike Tyson, age is going to catch up, and he'll quit in the stool how he's done in previous fights late in his career. The age difference is just too much, Joe. He's 58. You're around that age. You understand the aches and pains.
I'm a hell of a lot older than that, but thank you. But I can't even run any. It's like, I'm guessing Mike Tyson's not doing these workouts where these guys get up early in the morning and run for miles. I'm guessing he skipped that part, right? He couldn't have done a lot of
that. Joe, the man had to be taken off an airplane not too long ago because he almost died on an airplane just getting on the airplane. I don't understand why this is the circus of boxing. This fight should not be occurring, but it is what it is. It's boxing at its best, and unfortunately, it's boxing at its best.
See, I think somebody's going to get knocked out. And I think it's most likely, I agree, it's going to be Tyson. But I believe, unless there's some agreement that has taken place where they've decided not to let it rip. And I don't know if Mike Tyson would play along with that. I think ego will get him in there and he'll get pissed at some point and just let it go. But yeah, I think somebody's going to get knocked out. And I think somebody's going to get knocked out the first two rounds, the first two of the 2 minute rounds. You don't think that could happen?
I don't think so. I think they're going to carry this the same way that, his older brother, Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather carried the fight. Joe, I hate that I'm on this side of the fence now because I've never bought into the conspiracy theories or the fights being fixed despite knowing the
background.
What sort
is, if you're saying that, I'm with you.
Yeah, but you saw the weigh-in yesterday, that slap, that's Disney acting. That is Jake Paul going back to his Disney days and putting a bad acting performance. That's all staged. This is just a money grab. And I'll tune in because why not? It's a Friday night. It's on Netflix. I have a Netflix account. And let's tune in to see. It's the car crash on the side of the highway. You're going to stop. You're going to slow down. You're going to take a look.
No, you're right. You're right. You're exactly right. Hey, one thing for you, because I'm taking a little heat this morning like I usually do. So people think I'm being hard on the Miami Hurricanes, and all I'm saying is I think they can win, and they're going to have a good chance to win these next two games, but they're going to have to score a lot of points. That's my point. They're going to have to get back, and this is going to have to be Cam Ward throwing somewhere between 7 and 10 touchdown passes the next two games. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. This team and this defense just, unfortunately, the team cannot afford to have a mediocre day. And a mediocre day for Cam Ward is 4 touchdowns and nearly over 300 yards in passing. The defense, they just can't afford a letdown of 23 points by the offense. This team needs to put up 35 to 55 points as they've done in the past. And they're giving up a tremendous amount of points per game inside conference play, over 32 points per game inside the ACC. They're awful on third down in the month of November, allowing offenses to convert on over 50% on third down.
That's a bad number.
All that against Georgia Tech. You gave up a third and 17, and you give up 27 yards on that third and 17 late in the fourth quarter. It's just there's a lot of question marks around the defense at the moment. And it's all in conference play, and that, unfortunately, as Mario has said, conference play is playoff college football. So they need to correct that over the next 2 weeks if they want to be up in Charlotte.
Vic, that's just outstanding stuff. That was 4 or 5 minutes of really good stuff right there. Thank you. Appreciate that. Nice having you, man. I appreciate it. And you take care and enjoy your Friday night.
You too, Joe.
All right. Big Vic with us this morning.
He's bummed out about this fight. You get that vibe from him?
Yeah.
He's a real
I thought he's going to be all...
No, he's actually a real boxing fan.
By the way, good point.
I could tell why he's bummed out. Like, 10 people probably bought the last Canelo fight because nobody knew it was even happening.
That's not true. They're still... That's not true. Anyway. All right. I'm going to let you go. Can you do... We got the update coming, though, before we get to... Perk's going to join us. Chris Perkins.
Right? Perk's going to be watching.
Talking about... Yeah,
he Perk's, might be hosting a big party.
Well, Perk doesn't date anybody anymore, so Perk's got more time to watch all these things on...
Is he looking out for Omar on the road?
Oh, boy. Omar's a little down. We're going to have to ask Perk what happened. Oh, my God. Was he down yesterday? I think we had another breakup. Breaking up is hard to do. Hey, we've all heard it. Men have to be strong. Men have to be tough. You remember the old days, man? Like, you don't need to see a doctor. You don't need a checkup. What are you kidding me? You feel good. That's all that matters. Well, when it comes to health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years old or older. That's why I invite you this Saturday to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities and giveaways and raffles for autograph prizes and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. By the way, it saved his life. It can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Hey, it's tomorrow from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Kaseya Center. Stop by, see the guys, and get checked out. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.